Are you moving forward to study other agents in the same way?
Sure. Like I said, we've completed through the SPOR mechanism a 120-patient study comparing AC versus Taxotere. So we're looking at AC and Taxotere. These are the two regimens that we've selected first and foremost because they're the two most used.
What's next?
Well, two things. One, can we get a predictive test? If we can, is it going to be commercially usable? In other words, can the practicing oncologist use it? For them to be able to use it, we have to choose the right platform. So the platform can be either gene expression arrays, which is difficult because it requires frozen tissues. And from the days of S-phase fraction, we know that frozen tissues are difficult to obtain, and oncologists and surgeons do not like getting frozen tissues. So it is possible that you could get a custom array for the genes that could predict for who would or would not respond to the individual treatments. Thinking further forward, technology is moving on. We now can do expression arrays on paraffin, or we can do RT-PCR on paraffin. So I think in the near future, perhaps in a 5-year to a decade time frame, we should be able to come up with a customized assay on paraffin so that patients or oncologists could order it and have a test that is at least 80% accurate in predicting who would or would not respond to individual treatments. Will be my ultimate aim.